It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill. We're live from the Racing Boys studio here in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome to the show, everybody. Got a lot to talk about today, man. There's a lot going on this weekend, and we'll be talking about it in great length today here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. And I am excited this weekend because I just talked to Kenny Brown down at Lake Ozark Speedway, and it looks like they are planning on racing this weekend. If they don't get much water this afternoon, he thinks they're going to dry out and they're going to get that race in. And I know that my boy Austin O'Neill, he's excited about getting back down to the lake. I know that you've had your ups and downs at the Lake Ozark Speedway, but you know what? You get around there pretty good, though, Austin, right? You get around there good, don't you think?
Yeah, we don't do too bad down there.
You don't suck when you're down there.
No, we don't. We're right. Far from, well, right. Last year we sucked, but that was kind of out of my
hand. That was only one night.
No, two nights.
Two nights. Sorry about that.
No, we do pretty good. That's our home track, even though it's 3.5 hours away from home. But now that's where I got started racing sprint cars, and I got thousands almost laps there.
Hold on a second, Austin. Let me ask you this. Your home track would be Lakeside Speedway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't race Lakeside but once a year anymore.
But you're going to have two national tour races there this year.
Yes, and that's going to be really good. It's good to have more races around Kansas City because, you know, the way my marketing works and all the sponsors that support us is all, you know, really Kansas City based. We have one Wichita based company, and we get to go down to 81 later in the year. But
right,
you know, everybody's, you know, around Kansas City, so it's good to come back home and go to tracks that I have a lot of laps at, like Lakeside or US 36, and not I-70 yet, but we'll get to make our debut there in June, and get to promote our product that we have to offer.
You know, it's really good that Terry brought in I-70 Speedway and added another night at Lakeside Speedway, so you have two national tour dates over there, one before Knoxville, and when's the other one?
I'll have to pull it up. Oh. It's in September. It's like a Thursday night.
Yeah. You don't have to pull it up. Don't worry about
that. I'm trying to think what it is.
But you know what? It's good. We're getting some national races around here. And fortunately, we didn't get our national tour race in up at US 36. I'm not sure they're going to reschedule that race. I would love for them to do that.
No, I think they're pretty content with not doing that, just in the fact that in July...
I think they're pretty booked up on specials.
I think in July, it's July 15th. Will be at US 36 with the national tour, so they still have another date to fall back on. But yeah, I mean, it's probably in their best bet to kind of look at maybe scheduling a date maybe in September or October,
right,
to come back up there, not try and mess with the springtime anymore,
right? So people can watch that. Do we know where we can watch it this weekend?
ASCS?
Yeah, is it
Flow Racing?
It's on Flow.
Flow Racing. Yes, it's Flow Racing presented by that Race on Texas.
Oh, Race on Texas is the ones that does the production for them.
Right.
Right. How quickly I forget.
I know you made me kind of second guess myself there.
Think about it for a second. But you know what? Like I've said it many times before, not missing the road. I'm kind of digging what we're doing here on Mostly Motorsports. And I want to say hey to Paul, Mel, Caleb, Tammy, and Marvin from Ohio. He's checking in with us as well. A lot going on around here this weekend. We've got the ASCS National Tour race down there. It's a two-day show, Friday, Saturday. And yes. I spoke to Kenny Brown just a little while ago, and he told me that they will not run on Sunday. And I think they're doing that because they don't want to do a conflict against the Jesse Hockett Tribute XX Speedway, right?
There's two conflicts. Jesse's race is one.
And Muskogee.
In Muskogee.
Yeah.
You're not going to have hardly any cars. You'll have if they want to post a race up, they'll have, you know, maybe a handful of guys that want to go, you know, cherry pick an easy one, but you're going to lose your
national
backing.
Guys are all going down
there.
You're going
to lose your national backing for that event.
Yeah. So you're going to go to Double X on Sunday. It'll be your first time, right?
It'll be my first time in a sprint car, my first time racing a Double X in 4 years. I ran a micro there in 2017 and 2018, but we'll see what it has to offer for a sprint car race. I've seen plenty of races that went pretty good, and I've seen plenty that haven't went good at all. So,
right,
it's kind of hard to drive by Double X on my way home when it pays $3,500 to win. It doesn't make sense.
And there's not going to be any national guys there.
I know.
Top of that,
I think you're going to have a full field of cars, but you lose SR power. But that's not the point why we're going.
Nina said, "Good luck to you this weekend, Austin."
Thanks,
so,
Nina.
You can always count on Nina. She is she's a blessing here. We're so happy that she joins us on our show from time to time, watching the show. Another big thing going on around this area. I don't know what's bigger. I do know what's bigger. The Show Me 100 is definitely bigger than the Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour Race, right? Because it pays $50,000 to win.
And that race is a crown jewel of late model racing, and it's been a staple in the tour for so many years. I think this is the 30th anniversary of it. So, I mean, it's been around forever, and that's probably the biggest race we have going on in Missouri right now.
Right. No, I would say that. It starts tonight, right?
Yes.
With the Cowboy Classic, and it gets underway tonight. I think Hot Laps, I'm reading it now, Hot Laps start at 6:30, racing starts at 7:05. You can get in down there. Admission for adults is 16 plus is $30. Senior citizens are 62 plus. They get in for $27, and youth between 6 and 15 get in for $10. And 5 and under get in free. So you can buy a family pass for $70 as well, or you can buy a pit pass for $40. So there's going to be a lot going on down there. The support class is going to pay $750 to win with the USRA modifieds down there. So that's going to be a pretty good show, don't you think?
You know, yeah. Speaking of the modifieds and how much they pay, is Lucas Oil is I'm just going to say it, is not the best paying USRA track kind of in the state or in kind of around our local racing area.
Yeah.
But they always pull the biggest car count.
You know why?
I know why.
It's the diamond of dirt tracks.
It is. I mean, Lakeside pays $1,000. CMS used to pay $1,000. But you'd rather go race at a nice facility than anywhere else where you know you're going to get a good track and a good facility and a good rain event. You're going to do that than going and chasing the money.
You know, if it was me personally, if I was still racing, I don't think I'd want to race anywhere other than Lakeside or Lucas Oil Speedway. Those are really the two tracks that I would really pinpoint on. You know, Austin, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, and I'm getting a little off topic right now, so I want to talk to you just a tad about it. Do you think I-70 needs to go to weekly racing in order to survive out there? Because we see the specials, right?
Right.
We go out there to the specials, and the grandstands aren't overwhelming. I mean, not that they have bad crowds, but they're not overwhelming. Do you think weekly racing makes sense for a track like I-70 Speedway? You think that people would race there, or do you think they would be like Lakeside and complain about it being too fast?
I think they're going to complain about it being too fast. I know when they were building the track, and you read the comments on Facebook, and 75% of the comments were on there of street stock guys or modified guys. The modified guys weren't as bad, but the street stock guys just complained about racing on half miles. And in my eyes, it's not as hard on equipment as you think it is. If you do
I-70 you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Even Lakeside or even Sedalia when Sedalia ram. It's not as hard as you think. If you do your weekly maintenance right,
yeah,
and you know that you have a solid piece every time and you don't overlook anything, nothing will break or have an issue. Yes, parts wear out maybe a little faster, but
yeah.
I mean, it's just a different type of racing. You have to be more prepared for it. I mean, I've had more stuff break on small tracks than I have on big tracks. I've never blown a motor up on a big track.
Right.
Well, I've never blown one up in general. But,
right.
I mean, it's just, if you have good equipment, it's not as bad as you think.
You got to do the maintenance.
Yeah, and that's your...
That's the key to success. People don't realize it. You got to do the work at home before you can win at the track.
Yeah, I mean, you see guys that, come home and don't wash their car and leave on the trailer and come back out the next week and, their stuff's breaking.
The fender's all bent up from the week before and they leave it like that.
Yeah, just take some pride in your equipment and we spend too much money to go out here and do this, and it's just, you just got to take the time to maximize your dollar.
I'm going to say it. I hope that I-70 goes to weekly racing eventually. That's what I hope for. Because, I raced out there for many a years when it was pavement, right?
Right.
And listen, I-70 Speedway, when it was pavement, was one of the most treacherous racetracks in the country. And I remember back in the 90s when me and your dad raced out there, they had a huge... a fan base that would show up every week to go to I-70 Speedway. And I think that could happen again if they went to a weekly show. I don't know what they should run. What do you think they should run out there? I'm thinking they need to run three classes, right? Get a sprint car class, a limited late model class, and a street stock class. Just run three classes. You got any opinions on that?
I think you're better off having a modified class instead of late models. There's not a good late model series around here. I mean, you have ULMA, but there's 15 cars, if that.
We need to grow the late models back around here.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm just saying, me personally, I think that we got to bring the late models back. That's what... Back in the day, that's what Lakeside and I-70 was all about, was the late models. Your dad was one of the late model drivers out there. And your dad was an ass kicker, by the way. And you know what? I think if you could appease the sprint car fans, the late model fans, and the street stock fans, and run three classes, I think they could make it. That's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with me. You have your own opinions.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a reason why the modifieds are dying right now.
They're too expensive.
I mean, it's almost the price of a late model was years ago. So how are you going to expect guys to go out and buy, I don't know how much a late model is, but it's probably about $100,000 to go race weekly for $500 or $600 to win. It's just, it doesn't make sense. So, and the guys that work 9 to 5, it's going to be really tough on them to do that. So, I mean, you're better off just doing what everybody else around here does, run a USRA weekly series and call it good at that.
Your dad's chiming in. Did you see that? Your dad said I-70 would be a great weekly track.
I'm not surprised that he said that.
Well, yeah, because he had a lot of success out there. I mean, listen, your dad was one of the all-time great late model drivers that ever raced at I-70 Speedway. I mean, you could think about all the history of the drivers, Fred Whistler, Dave Wall, Terry Bivens. Gene Claxton, there was a lot of guys that ran out there, but your dad was the guy to beat. It didn't matter if he was driving a modified back in the day. When he drove the modified, he might have been even better in the modified than he was in the late model. I don't know, but he sure knew how to get it done out at I-70 Speedway. But I think they need to go to a weekly show out there, have three classes, and try not to overdo it. Now, let me ask John Jr., you're listening to the show right now, so I want to ask you an opinion. Do you think they should run sprint cars, late models, and street stocks? That's the question of the day. What three classes would you run? I wouldn't run more than three classes out there either, would you?
Lakeside,
in its peak of its success, only ran three classes.
Right. I mean, also, when would you race, too? How many Friday night tracks do we have in the
Saturday
area?
Night.
Well, I mean, you look at it, so we have Lucas Oil, CMS, I-35.
Yep.
And there's one more, I think, that runs on Saturday around here. Maybe not. So there's three.
I wouldn't even think about those racetracks.
Then you have...
You would smother them.
Well, you might, but then you have US-36, Lakeside, and Humboldt on Friday. So you have three and three both nights. So then you have Double X on Sunday. So where would you... What night would you run?
I'd run on Saturday night because that's the history of I-70 Speedway. Saturday night. That's the night everybody wants to go. The problem with trying to run on a Friday night is that the people in the city can't get there in time.
True.
Right? Because of the traffic coming out, I-70, you know, the people leaving downtown Kansas City, working their way back out to the burbs. Those people can't get through the traffic. They wouldn't want to have to deal with it as well. I'm just saying. That's just me. So, anyway, I'd sure like to see it. I'd like to see it. Hey, Chuck, checking in from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Appreciate you hanging out. Build the program around 360 sprint cars, stock cars, definitely, because they are growing in popularity and put a heck of a show on. So maybe only two classes. Could two classes make it?
Oh, I think so. I mean, Knoxville makes it on three. So, I mean, I think that would work.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. David Hall said economics have changed to two to three classes at most, sprints and stock cars. So there's a little bit of an agreement there between your dad and Frog Hall that's hanging out with us.
I mean, if you pay the sprint cars enough to come out there weekly, you'll draw them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just like to see it. Because I'm not sure, but if anybody disagrees with me out there, I'm just not sure that I-70 is going to make it on specials only.
I got to agree with Dylan here. He said the four-cylinder cars are the most money makers in promoting. I hate to agree with you.
Hold on. But Austin, you're not telling me you want to run front-wheel drive cars at I-70
not
Speedway.
Not at all. But I'll be honest. When I was racing an I-35 this year, I could not imagine how many people came with one car. I mean, there's probably at least 5 to 10 people with one car. I think they pay $100 to win, if that.
That track's too fast for those cars.
They ran Bristol. I'm not saying you need to run them, but who would think that class would be as good as it is for like a promoter? But I mean, sometimes they put on a good show. I mean, especially when they had them at Double X. I remember one night they started fighting each other on the back stretch, and they hooked up to the tow truck, pulled them around the front stretch, and dropped them off in the infield, and they were parked next to each other, and they started fighting again. So the fans definitely got their money's worth.
Right.
But I mean, it's just funny how that class works.
Well, the last class that I would bring in the world to I-70 Speedway would be front-wheel drive cars.
No, I wouldn't do it, but
I know there's a lot, because they're like cockroaches.
I know.
They're everywhere.
They are.
And those guys show up. But that track's too fast to put those cars on. Somebody get hurt out there. You know, it was a miracle that the front-wheel drive cars and the pony stocks, nobody ever got killed in one of those cars out at I-70 Speedway over the years. There were some pretty horrific wrecks, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Let's see. Maybe that'll be in the future of I-70 Speedway. Also, this weekend, big weekend at Anderson Speedway, the Little 500. Are you going to watch that?
Yeah, I'll try and watch that. And in between racing at the lake on Friday night, I'll try and watch Carb Night at IRP. You can never pass up a Silver Crown and a Midget show at Lucas Oil Raceway. Yeah. You don't get to see it very often. I know they're going to try and bring back Thursday Night Thunder every once in a while this year. But, I mean, this is the first race of the year for sprint cars and midgets on the pavement. So I'll definitely try and see what's going to go on there in IRP.
How many nights are they running? We forgot to mention we were on the I-70 kick there for a second. But they're having the 305 Nationals out there this weekend.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. You were out there last year for that.
I was.
Yeah. Was 305s, how many cars were there last year?
They had a decent amount. They had a full field.
They
did. 25, 24, 26.
You know, that's pretty good for around here, because there's not a lot of 305s around here.
No, I mean, there's probably a handful of cars that were local around here, but everybody else traveled with URSS and some Nebraska cars. I mean, it was, you know, a couple state pulled to make that car count happen.
Right, right. Young Money broke a track record last night. Yeah, we saw that.
He broke the track record.
And he broke his car pretty good, too, didn't he?
During the fence.
Gosh, man, that was a pretty nasty flip for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, he just...
What, he went over a couple, two or three times?
Yeah, he just kind of got stuck on the cushion, and the cushion became a ramp, and he just never lifted. And it just sucked him in, and he just the way the wall kind of sat. You kind of saw it with Gavin Bush show the night before, yeah. And it's just the right front caught it and rode up the wall, and that's all it wrote for Kyle.
Right. What'd you think of that race last night, by the way? Cannon McIntosh picks up the victory.
Yeah, the wall finally got Gavin Bush show. It was going to happen at some point.
Eventually, didn't it?
It finally got him. It got him in a big way, too.
We talked about that. As he entered the corner, it looked like he was just about ready to spin out, and then he got that right rear up against that cushion, or maybe there was a little hole up there or whatnot, and it snapped him around, and then it was all over at that point.
Yeah,
right?
You couldn't. It was kind of hard to tell on the replay of it, or what really caused him to get free, mm-hmm. getting into three. You know, he was on his crossover in front of McIntosh. Almost said Wiedemann.
Right.
And then so he had the wheels already cranked to the left, and I think when he went to go set the car in the corner, he was already pointed to left, and when he got it set, it just made the car super free, and at that point he was backed in too far, and he was at a steering lock and out of room to save the car, and it just backed him up into the fence, and then the tail tank and the right rear caught it, and that's all it wrote for Bochel. But, I mean, he went down trying.
Listen, I'm going to say this about Gavin. I think... if you're looking for somebody that stands on the gas, that kid stands on the gas. You don't ever have to worry about him getting his elbows up, do you?
No. Uh-uh. No.
But you know what? At his young age, guys like him at, what is he, 14?
Yeah.
14 years old, like I said it yesterday on the show, you give him 3 or 4 years and get him a little more experience, that kid could be a real gasser before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, he knows how to race. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But all he knows how to do is just hold her wide open and just let it rip.
Stab and steer.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, at some point that won't work all the time.
But he'll figure it out.
Yes, though. And yeah. You'll race long enough, and his technique and etiquette will kind of come to him, and it'll just make him even better. But he'll get through this kind of stab and steer phase, and then once he starts kind of slowing down as a driver, it'll. I mean, he's just going to be something to talk about for a while to come.
Would the biggest news coming out of that race isn't Cannon McIntosh winning the race. Is it Taylor Reimer coming in second?
Yes.
That was a pretty good finish for her. That's a pretty stud field right there. There was a lot of really good race car drivers in that field right there, and she come home second. She's a pretty good racer, isn't she?
Yeah, she's she just graduated college, so the past couple of years she hasn't been able to run a full schedule from what I know and kind of read. So now she's out of college, and now she can kind of focus on racing full time. And she's definitely been on the horizon here lately. I mean, she's had some good runs, and when you go to Trek, kind of like Millbridge, I kind of call it the great equalizer. So I mean, you know, it doesn't. Yes, she's in Keith Coote's equipment, which is the best of the best, but it kind of brings everybody in it into a tighter group, and it kind of shows the driver more, and she showed that she can do it, and, you know, she went quick time the night before, so, I mean, there's no lack of talent in her boat.
Oh, she's got it, right, yeah. How would you rate the top three females? Who would you put where?
Like in just general motorsports?
No.
Or just USAC?
Just open wheel racing. Out of the girls that are running with open wheel racing, who would you put at the top of the list?
I think Kaylee Bryson would be one. I think.
What's the girl out of California? Kirk would know her name.
The only one from California that I know is Holly Shelton.
No,
she's out of the
girl.
Seat now.
Hey, Kirk.
Yeah, Jade Avedisian. Yeah, she'd be up there.
She's pretty good.
I think I'd put her three and Taylor second. That'd be my top three.
All right, there you go. That's Austin's opinion on that. All right, well, we need to take a break. We've got a great guest coming on here in just a little bit. It's the general manager of Lucas Oil Speedway. Danny Lorton's going to join us. We're going to talk about the Show Me 100 that's coming up this weekend down at Lucas Oil Speedway, the Diamond of Dirt Tracks. There's not a better track in the country, folks. I've traveled from New York to Seattle, from Amarillo to Michigan, and everywhere in between. I'm telling you, there's not a nicer track in the country than the little track down in Wheatland, Missouri, called the Diamond of Dirt Tracks, Lucas Oil Speedway. The Show Me 100's there this weekend. We're going to talk to Danny Lorton about it next, right here on Mostly Motorsports.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Spirit Specialty Sportswear in-house. We do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Well, welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. We're trying to get a hold of Danny Lorton. We'll continue to try to get a hold of him. Until then, I want to let everybody know, I know people have heard us talk about the Ascot Park tribute that's going on up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum right now. Folks, I'm telling you, Ascot Park was one of the greatest racetracks in the country in its day. It's been closed for a long time now, but they've got a great exhibit up there right now going on through October 1st, and they've got cars that raced it at Ascot Park. They've got information about the drivers that run there. It's so much going on, and again, that's going to go through October 1st, Ascot Park in Gardena, California. Great venue, and it's really cool. I can't wait to get up to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum to find out all the great cars and all the memorabilia and everything that's going up there. They're going to be selling some T-shirts, and they got some stuff out in the merchandise area that you can buy as well that's related to Ascot Park. So go up there and check it out at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. It's going to go through October 1st. And also, don't forget, we haven't talked much about it here on Mostly Motorsports, but they've got a 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Edition CR8 Corvette that will be drawn on Saturday, August 13th, during the Knoxville Nationals. You can register to buy this car and try to win it at CorvetteC8RContest.com. That's CorvetteC8RContest.com, and you can enter and try to win this car. This car is only one of 1,000 limited production Corvettes, folks. There's not many of these kind of cars out there. This is an IMSA GTLM Championship Edition CR8 Corvette. And again, they're going to be doing the drawing on August 13th during the Knoxville Nationals. This is a great opportunity to win one of the most sought-after Corvettes in all of America. Again, it's an IMSA GTLM Championship Edition CR8 Corvette, and that drawing will be during the Knoxville Nationals on August 13th. So if you want to enter and try to win that Corvette, go to Corvette C8R, the letter C, 8, the letter R, contest.com, Corvette C8RContest.com, and try to pick up a Corvette. Man, I know that I've bought my tickets already, so you should too. So it's just a great experience. And don't forget, the NASCAR Truck Series is going to be visiting Knoxville Raceway on June 18th. If you'd like to go and watch the truck race from the Hall of Fame, they got seats available for $80 on the second floor. It's one of the best views in all of motorsports, folks. So go to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, pick you up an $80 ticket, watch the NASCAR Truck Series race that's going to be racing there on June 18th. And again, you can go there weekly and watch the weekly show. You can watch it from the second floor as well. They got tickets available over there. So go up and make sure that when you see Bob Baker up there at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, you tell him the Racing Boys sent you up there. So we're still trying to reach out to Danny Lorton. Still no success, right? No? All right. So the Show Me 100, Austin. Right now, it's the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series going to be running up there. Right now, Brandon Shepard has got a 130-point lead over Turbo Tyler Erb, and a 155-point lead over Tim McCready, and a 315-point lead over Jimmy Owens. Those are your top four. And rounding out the top five is Ricky Thornton Jr., the 20 RT car. He is 360 points out of the lead. That's going to be a hell of a race down there this weekend, isn't it?
It is, because you're going to get a mix of your Lucas Oil Late Model Touring cars.
Right.
You'll have MLRA cars there. And then I bet you some local cars that are kind of from this region that are just, you know, kind of floating around, hit or miss, some series that'll be there. So, I mean, I bet you have every bit of 50 or so super late models at Lucas Oil.
Kirk, how many cars did they have there last year? Do you remember? No, he doesn't remember.
We can look it up.
Well, we'll take a look and try to find that out. But, you know, late model racing is becoming one of my favorite things to watch on streaming. And that will be on MAV TV Plus, right?
Yes.
Right. So if you want to watch it this weekend down there, it starts tonight, the Cowboy Classic MLRA race tonight. And that's always a great race in honor of one of the original founding fathers of MLRA, Cowboy Chancellor, who my dad sponsored back in the early 70s when he raced out at I-70 Speedway. So always good to pay tribute to how many cars?
59.
59 cars last year.
With Hudson O'Neill, Brandon Shepard, and Josh Richards, your top three in the 100-lap A-Main.
Right. What do you think about there's quite a bit of mention about Chris Simpson running well down there. What do you think about that?
Chris Simpson or Chad Simpson?
Hold on. What did I say? I said Chris, Chad. Hold on a second. This press release says holds down a 55-point advantage over Oxford, Iowa's Chris Simpson, who has continued his race-by-race climb towards the top.
Well, he didn't make the show last year.
He didn't.
Not from... I'm going through my race pass real quick, seeing what the B main results were.
Right. How about it? Anybody?
No, he was a DNS and B main number three.
Oh, did not start.
Yes.
Chad Simpson leads the MLRA.
But he's leading the MLRA right now, right, Kurt?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I kind of want to go... Gosh, I hate to say this, Austin. Part of me wants to go over there on Saturday night and watch the Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Wonder if our boy Mike Muller is going to be going there.
Yeah, he should be there. He finished sixth last year.
He did.
After starting 15th.
Yeah, well, they always pull a big crowd down there for the Show Me 100. Again, that race is going to pay $50,000 to win. $50,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's big money, man. Gosh. I don't know. Somebody wants me to ask Danny Lorton when they're going to get 410s at Wheatland. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I hope it happens. I mean, it's just...
If anything, the All-Stars will go there. I don't think they'll bring the World of Outlaws in there, do you?
I don't know. I mean, why they wouldn't. It was just... I mean, we see what the Outlaws do at any other racetrack in the country when they have an event there. I mean, look at the stands. Yeah. They're packed. And, you know, it would be a great thing. It would be a great, a great thing for the community of Wheatland. Yes, it's only a couple hundred people down there. But it just, I mean, it's like any other event. It's just, it brings in, you know, thousands of people. And it's just, they have all the other, you know, touring series come into the track and they're missing, like, you know, two or three of the biggest touring series in the country left. They don't have USAC, they don't have the Outlaws, and I think you could also add in the All-Stars. I mean, it's one of the nicest facilities in the country.
If the Outlaws went there, they'd sell out every seat.
They would. They would.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I said, it's one of the nicest tracks in the country, and we don't have, you know, the best series there.
The problem with that is that they don't have enough motels down there at the lake. Force Lucas needs to build like a Super 8 or something down there.
Yeah, or you
right
can,
by the racetrack.
Yeah, or you can just do what everybody else does and either go to Bolivar and stay, or you go, I don't know what's east of the track, but there's plenty of places 30 to 45 minutes away that you can stay at. Or if not, if they don't already have RVs or toter homes.
We stay at the Clear Light when we go down there. But you know what? They've got tons of motorhome space down there, and a lot of people take their motorhomes down there and go watch that race. Yeah, I think if they brought the World of Outlaws in there, even if it was the All-Stars, I think they'd pack the house, don't you?
I think anything 410 racing would pack the house.
Yeah. I'd like to see a little bit better crowd for the national tour.
Just, you know,
the Hockett McMillan Memorial is pretty good, though.
It does. I remember looking at the crowd during the three wide salute last year during the Hockett, and I'm like, this place is actually kind of full.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's growing every year, and it's it'll continue to grow. It's just, it's as more people start to see what we offer, it's going to take off from there. I mean, that's one of the crown jewel events we have with the national tour anyways.
What about USAC going there?
Somebody said in the comments that they've been there before.
Angie Battles said
she
that.
Did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look into that.
I don't remember. Did the USAC used to go there, Kirk? To Devil's Bowl?
Devil's Bowl?
Not Devil's Bowl. What did I say, Devil's Bowl? Lucas Oil Speedway. What the hell did... Where did Devil's Bowl come from? It seems holy like crap. Been there a time or two. Where did that come from? Yeah. I need to need to clear my mind a little bit. So, unfortunately, 12 years ago today, our brother Jesse Hockett passed away. Sad. That was a sad day for Kirk Elliott and myself. That was not an easy day to get through. I remember when the Sprint Bandits were down there. Yeah. They weren't really ASCS. They just called it the Sprint Bandits. We took a week off and we ran a speed week with non-wing sprint cars, and they wrapped it up at Lakeside Speedway with a $10,000 win race. But they did go to Lucas Oil Speedway. I think Robert Ballou flipped his ass off down there one time as well. So
yeah, Angie also said that Clausen broke his neck at Lucas Oil.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Before my time of sprint car racing.
Kevin wants to know, would there be any conflict between Lucas and the World of Outlaws? I don't see any conflict, do you?
I mean,
hold on. Let me ask you this, Austin. Do they not bring in the 410 series as respect to the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour? Do they do that?
I think they could. They do it as with the track being sponsored and owned by Lucas Oil.
Yeah,
that they want to have exclusively Lucas Oil backed series there. So that's why you always see Power Eye or War or ASCS there.
The AMSOIL thing would be a problem with USAC.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they wouldn't want them promoting AMSOIL at a Lucas Oil Speedway event.
I don't think that, you know, the All-Stars are backed by Mobile One in a way. So mm-hmm. I think that the All-Stars would have an issue if Mobile One and, you know, Lucas Oil or... We're going to go that far. They could. And I don't know what the Outlaws issue would be. Because I don't really know if they have a true backed, you know, oil sponsor or partner.
I don't know that either. NOS.
Energy drink. That doesn't, you know.
Right. That's no conflict there. So, all right. Well, listen, we're going to take an audible right now, and we're going to give our friend Scotty Cook a call. We're going to talk about Jesse Hockett for a little bit. Jesse Hockett died 12 years ago today. And Scotty Cook and I have always taken a pact that we're never going to let anybody forget about Jesse Hockett. Scotty Cook joins us next right here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. We're going to go to break here, Austin. We're going to get Scotty Cook on the phone, and then we're going to come back, and Scotty Cook joins us next here on Mostly Motorsports.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
39 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill, Kirk Elliott hanging out with us here in the studio as well. And joining me now is a guy that I consider a brother. Scotty Cook joins us on the show right now. Scotty, how you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man. It's been a while since we had a chance to talk to you, but unfortunately, today, I said it earlier in the show that you and I, when Jesse passed, we took a pact that we would never let the people in motorsports forget about Jesse Hockett. It was 12 years ago today that Jesse passed away, and here we are. We're going to talk about him. What do you think, bud?
Wow. Well, my first thought is it's just really crazy, hard to believe how time flies and that it has been 12 years ago today, and one of the most pivotal chapters of anyone's life, they remember it like the back of their hand. And funny, my memory has gone all to hell, but I reflect back on that very day, and I can almost take myself through an hour by hour on that day because it was just such an absolute shock. And I will never, ever forget it. There's no doubt, and it goes without saying, that he meant so much to so many people, and that he was such an impression, left such a positive impression, even outside of his abilities in a race car. He left such a wonderful impression on so very many people, and a lot of people forget that upon his passing, he was dealing with a load full of grief himself. He had just lost his cousin, his right-hand man, his best friend, his shadow, Daniel McMillan.
Right.
And he was in the midst of an absolute tear unlike what we had seen up to this point. Up to that point or this point today, he went on an absolute tear behind the wheel of a race car, nearly unbeatable, and it was all fueled by grief. So that day, Scott, will live with me forever. I liken it to the day of the passing of my father or my mother, and I'll always love him. I think of him every day, and I miss him like so many others do.
Yeah, no doubt. And that was a tough day. I remember having to give you that call, and it was just a terrible thought that of all the people I had to call, the person that I dreaded calling the most was you, because I know you were so attached to Jesse.
I was on the 130-mile marker eastbound, east side of Columbia, Missouri, going to pick up my little brother from work. It was a hot, muggy, hazy spring day, almost like summertime, and my phone rang. I think I missed the first call. The second call came in, and it just popped out of your mouth, and my immediate reaction was to pull over to the shoulder of the highway, Interstate 70, and I sat there, and I just began to bawl. I could not believe it, and I remember it like it was last night, dude.
Yeah,
crazy as hell.
Well, I know that when we got the word, it was just like 30 minutes afterwards, and I remember going in and telling Kirk, and I remember the both of us just crying like a baby, because, you know, Jesse was in the studio with us the night before, so we had a fresh image of him being around us. Just less than 24 hours later, we'd lost him, and it was just a horrible feeling. I want to talk about his accomplishments, though. I say this all the time, that I think Jesse Hockett might have been the most well-rounded open-wheel driver in the country. He could drive a midget. He could drive a 410 wing sprint, a 360 wing sprint, non-wing sprint cars. He was about as well-rounded as anybody in the business, wasn't he?
Well, there's no doubt, and particularly in a non-wing sprint car. He was just getting good in a wing car, but, man, he took a knack for non-wing cars. And, before I get into that, back to that particular night and the fresh image, I was much the same. The night before he passed, many people don't know that he was he was competing on the tour that year with us on the ASCS tour, behind the wheel of the Tombuck 13, and he also was competing in other things when time allowed away from the series. We had a 2-day show, Memorial Weekend show, scheduled that weekend at Jetmore, Kansas, and he wanted to race the night before we were to race in Jetmore, which was a Saturday, Sunday, I believe. And he wanted to race a non-wing USAC show in Terre Haute on Friday night.
Yeah.
And so he was going to thrash to get to Terre Haute and thrash all the way back to Jetmore. And I was visiting with him on Facebook after he had gotten back from Kansas City in the studio with you guys chatting, and I was teasing him about getting too big for his britches. We've known each other for 15 years, and now you get so grumpy and busy that when you're at the track, you don't even have time. I don't even think you even remember my name. So the tease went on, and yes, the image was fresh in my mind, just like you guys. And so far as his accomplishments, they speak for themselves. but some of the most amazing things that we ever saw, an Oval Nationals winner, the last ever winner at Manzanita Speedway.
Yeah.
He was scheduled to run Eldora that night or that weekend, and it looked like rain, and he had told me that he had a plane ticket ready and a ride ready to show up at Manzanita in case he got rained out at Eldora, and he called his shot and told me verbatim, I'm going to win the last race at Manzanita, and I'll be damned if he didn't. And speaking of Eldora, a feat that I didn't get to witness, and details may be a little bit sketchy, but a two-day show, non-wing, competing with 410s, with a 360 at Eldora, flipped his ass off the first night, bent the down tube, had to pull the down tubes apart to remove the old motor, and replaced it with another, and went out and kicked their asses the next night. One of so many amazing feats. One of the most amazing feats, albeit on a local level, the weekend prior to his passing, what'd he do? He won the last three races that he ever competed in. Friday night, I had the blessing to be able to call his last win at the historic Half Mile State Fair Speedway Sedalia, and then again had the blessing to call his last win at Lake Ozark Speedway the following night, last Victory Lane interview,
and then Double X
on the last night. Just prior to Mother's Day, he went out and won his last race at his favorite track, the Double X Speedway in California, Missouri. And that was one track where you could have blindfolded his monkey ass and he could still walk the dog on the competition week in and week out. And just so many amazing, amazing accomplishments, but I think even more beautiful than that is just the impression that he left behind with so many, with his life skills beyond the cockpit of a race car. He was loved so dearly by so many and respected so much by his peers, even his stiffest competition and biggest rival, Robert Ballew.
Kirk, I want you to look this up. They're saying the Cowboy Classic has been rained out. You want to look that up and see if that's happened? Well, all I can tell you is that we're going to play the video of the last interview you did with Jesse and down at I-30 in Little Rock, Arkansas. I think that was your last interview with him, wasn't it?
It was. Last tape interview, those Victory Lane interviews the weekend prior to his passing were the last one, but that was the last interview, and I think I just recently shared that interview on my Facebook, and I said as much on the post included with the interview that I am so very grateful for you and for Kirk, and I don't even remember who shot it, that video and that interview was documented, and it's still sad to this day to see it. But every time I see it, man, I just get a warm heart along with a melted heart. And we just miss him so much, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Scotty, so this weekend on Sunday, they're going to have the tribute to Jesse Hockett down at Double X Speedway. And the good thing about it this year is that Lake Ozark Speedway has chosen to do the Friday-Saturday night gig because, you remember, in years past, they've been doing the Saturday-Sunday deal. Big conflict of interest right there. But now they're going to do the Friday-Saturday, and they said they're not going to run on Sunday. I talked to Kenny Brown today. So they're going to make sure that they get a good car count over there at Double X Speedway this weekend for the Jesse Hockett tribute.
And all you can say to that is kudos to Kenny Brown and Kevin Greven for acknowledging that and being willing to cooperate with Double X Speedway. And, in years past, there have been conflicts of interest, not only for that event, but other events. But I think it's so very important, especially in today's world, for tracks to cooperate with each other and with prices and things as crazy as they are, for people to be selective about races that they want to see, I think it's more important than ever for dirt tracks within the vicinity of each other to cooperate with each other. So a big shout out to Kenny and Kevin for understanding how much Jesse meant to so many people around here, especially in Montauk County, California, Missouri.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Scotty, unfortunately for you, I know you're working this weekend down at Lake Ozark Speedway with the Lucas Oil ASES National Sprint Car Tour. You're going to do the pit reporting for them, as you have been for over a decade now. The weather, I heard today from Kenny Brown that they're planning on trying to get in both Friday and Saturday. They're not giving up on it yet.
Man, all I can say is keep on not giving up on it, and let there be no rain. I know rain makes corn, and corn makes whiskey, and all the above. meanwhile, I've been watching Noah's Ark back and forth on my back patio for the last 5 weeks.
It's
and,
been tough on you, hadn't it?
About to go broke. I need a Racing Boys loan.
Right.
I got to get out of debt with the Racing Boys, and I need another.
You know what? It's not like the old days, is it, Scotty?
Oh, you know, I thought about you last night. I thought about how one of my funniest things in all of our travels was to hear you cry about things. And last year you cried so much when we had to get that RV motorhome up and down the highway. It cost so much. And I'm thinking, boy, I bet he's glad he got out while the getting was good. That motorhome have cobwebs on it now.
Well, it hadn't moved much since the end of last year.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know what, Scotty, though, those were some of the best times I've had in my life, is me and you traveling up and down the roads, man. The stories we could tell, right, bud?
I wholeheartedly concur with that, and let alone a full one-hour show that we could eat up. You and I, with our adventures, could write a pretty doggone funny book. I think we need to line up an author one of these days, or a writer, and sit down and just start spilling it.
But we'll have to expose ourselves a little bit if we do that.
Maybe a little bit, but we never, you know, that's in relation to all the past ex-girlfriends I had that thought that all I did while I was out on the road was run around chasing women.
That's
really the further couldn't be from the truth, but boy, we had a lot of fun.
Man, oh man. Well,
I miss it. I miss you guys a lot, a whole lot.
There was a couple women along the way.
Oh, there were?
Yeah, maybe one or two.
Okay. Well, at least I'm confident that none of the ex-girlfriends are hearing this.
Right.
Or will watch it. But maybe they will.
You never know.
I do know in my heart, even if they do, that while I was with them, I was good.
Oh, no.
Listen,
there's nobody more in the world that wanted to have a good relationship with a woman than Scotty Cook.
Thank you for clarifying that. They don't respect it. They'll just rip your heart out and they'll stomp on it.
That's what they do, man. That's what women do.
That's how they're programmed.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Scotty.
No,
well, we really appreciate you coming on the show to talk about Jesse today. We're gonna
absolutely, man. It's my pleasure. I miss him so much. Miss you guys a ton. Are y'all coming down this weekend still? No, did you change your plan?
No, Dieter and I, we're gonna stay down at the golf course. Do you need a room to stay?
I'll probably take you up on that if we get to run tomorrow night, because unfortunately I'm gonna have to shoot down the Will Rogers Turnpike after Saturday's show and get there for Sunday's program in Muskogee, Oklahoma. But my heart and my thoughts and all my prayers will be back home here in central Missouri in Montauk County at the Double X Speedway, where there will be the tribute to the Rocket Jesse Hockett.
Yep.
And for any of you folks that are watching live tonight, for the ones that have been there, I don't need to explain it to you, but for the ones that haven't been there, it would be an ideal opportune time to see one of the more unique venues that you've ever visited. If you like visiting different racetracks and seeing the different styles and different auras you get from different speedways. When you walk in the Double X Speedway, or no sooner than you drive into it and roll up to the pit gate, it's almost like a Field of Dreams feeling that you get there.
And it's so a great,
it'd be a great weekend to go see it. Kyle and Carol Wirtz would greatly, greatly appreciate it. I know the folks that all of our hearts are with today, Jack and Connie Hockett and the entire Hockett family, would so greatly to see the stands and the pits packed this weekend, and they're going to have a big crowd.
You know, Scotty, I just wish they wouldn't have booked the Muskogee on top of the Hockett, because that way all the national guys could have went over there and ran. You know, that's, they're paying $3,577 to win that race this weekend.
Yeah, there'll be I don't want to go out on a limb and say how many cars there'll be, but there'll be about 6 or 7 more cars than you usually see, maybe 10 more there on a weekly basis. Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the main things, we've tried to have national tour shows there before, and it's simply, just quite simply, is not big enough to capacitate, let alone all of the fans, but all of the rigs as well. I really wish that we could have had a little more star power to it this weekend. But you know what? That's the name of the business, and the show goes on. And Jesse would be the first one to tell you that, man.
Yeah.
You know, before you let me go, can I share a quick one of the most beautiful Jesse Hockett stories
sure.
I ever
saw? Go ahead.
You know, you've heard a million stories about one of the best friends I ever had, Eric Schrock, and you've heard the story as well. But this particular day lasts with me forever. And again, it's likened to the day of his passing. I recall every moment of this moment in time, just like it was yesterday. But Eric Schrock, sadly, was selling out all of his equipment, and he was getting out of racing. Eric and Jesse were, and a footnote to this story, we were just a few days removed from I hope Jack and Connie will close their ears, but Eric and I had just taken Jesse to our local watering hole, and we had had plenty that night, and we all piled into his vehicle and headed back east of town. And back to Eric's house. And there's an old two-lane rural highway that shoots south off of I-70 that went to his house that was about 3 miles long with one two-way stop in it, but it was straight as an arrow. And we got on that old two-lane road. And the last time I looked from the back seat, the speedometer was reading 109. And Jesse had both of his palms to the roof of the car as we approached that intersection, and old Eric never lifted, and we got out of that car and laughed at Jesse because his eyes were bigger than silver dollars. But just a few days removed from that, Eric was selling out all of his equipment, and quickly Jesse and Cordy, his cousin Cordy, had showed up, one of his old crew chiefs, to load up all of Eric's remaining equipment because Jesse was going to purchase it. So there were four of us in the shop, and it was, you know, when we were all together, it was very loose, and we always laughed a lot. But that particular day, not a lot of words. It was very somber and very quiet, loading all that equipment up one piece at a time. And when we got it all loaded up, Jesse and Andy closed the lip of the trailer. Jesse ran off to the truck to get the check, and I noticed his eyes welled up when he returned. And as he was writing that check, I could tell
he was visibly
upset.
Yeah.
And when he presented Eric with that check, he began to bawl, and they both just embraced for a long time. Mm. And it breaks me up to even remember that very moment, because both of them were very dear friends. Eric and I still are really good friends.
Yep.
And I will never, ever forget that moment because Jesse, let alone funny, talented, silly, he also had a very, very compassionate side. And he knew that he just bought out his best friend, whom he claims before his passing, nobody ever made me sit up on the wheel of a race car more than Eric Schrock. Of all the talent that he ever raced against, he said Eric made him sit up on the wheel more than anyone.
Isn't that something?
It was a very, very touching moment and one that I'll never forget forever. And I know you've heard that story, but I thought appropriate to share before I get on out of here.
Yeah. Hey, Scotty Cook, I got to tell you a little story that just came down the pipe. You want to hear it?
Not if it pertains to a rain.
Ray Liotta, the actor best known for Goodfellas and Field of Dreams, has died.
Wow. That's so crazy. We just dropped Field of Dreams.
Right.
Wow.
And they said he died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic.
Well, RIP to him. What was his name?
Ray Liotta. Remember him from Goodfellas? Yeah, he was a great mafioso actor, man. He was awesome.
Yes, indeed. Well, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. How come you're always the one that informs me of people's past?
I don't know, Scotty, but I'll let you go on that note. Hey, I love you, brother. Hey, I appreciate you always coming on here and taking the time for us here on Mostly Motorsports. I'll see you down there at the lake this weekend, and you're welcome to stay over there with me and Deidre if you want.
Absolutely. I love you one and all. Hello to my old buddy Kirk Elliott, who firmly believes that Lee Harvey Oswald was the only man to put away JFK. I love you. Austin, get up on the wheel this weekend. Good luck to you. And I love you, Scott Traylor. I appreciate all of our times. I miss you to death. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. I'll see you. There you have it.
God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
There's Scotty Cook joining us on the show. I want to run that video of Scotty Cook and of him and Jesse Hockett. Can we do that? And then we'll come back at the end of that. We'll give Austin a minute to get that pulled up, and then we'll show it. It's awesome, to be honest with you. This was just a moment in time when we were out on the road. This is Jesse Hockett with Scotty Cook.
Here, and I know of all the places that you plan to run in 2010, you had this one marked off the list especially.
Yeah, for sure. We always seem to run pretty good here at Little Rock, and it's always a lot of fun. You can run this track really hard with a wing. You know, I've never ran here without a wing, so I really don't know what it's going to provide for us, but I look for some really good racing and a lot of action. You know, there's nowhere to hide out there, so it always provides a lot of action, and I can't wait, Scotty.
Wing or non-wing, we know that this place kind of reminds us a little place back home, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot like California's Double X Speedway and kind of like across between that and Lake Ozark Speedway, and, you know, those two tracks seem to suit me pretty good, and, you know, with the banking, you can carry a lot of momentum through the corner, but you got to really shut her down and get into the next one, so it's a lot of fun, and like I say, keeps everybody close together and a lot of good racing, especially with these non-wing sprint cars, Scotty.
After a couple of events, you are tied for second in the points right now. So this track being right up your alley, we know you like these bull rings.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I like with the non-wing cars, I seem to like the really, really big tracks. But, you know, it seems like we're doing all right on these little bitty bull rings, too. So right now I'm just real happy with my race car, VKCC Motorsports car. And got Mopar Stanton Power underneath the hood. And I can't say enough about that and all the stuff we got behind us, Scotty.
Just had an opportunity to speak with your old pops. And your beautiful young wife and your beautiful mother have made it down here to Little Rock this evening. And I'm sure that makes you feel pretty doggone good.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, they're really busy. And Tina works, you know, all the time. And, you know, my mom's always busy with work, too. So they don't get a chance to travel that much. But being it's Mother's Day weekend, we're all down here having a good time. And hopefully I can win one for her.
Before we let you go, we know that you've donned the promoter's cap as well as the helmet and gloves. For that matter, we've got the fourth annual Daniel McMillan Memorial coming up pretty soon. And tell me about, I've heard some rumors going on that you might be interested in doing a little Sprint Bandit stuff back home if we get something lined up.
Yeah, for sure. It's just such good racing. You know, I just want to bring it to the fans in Missouri. They don't get to see a lot of the non-wing stuff. And I know if we came once, it'd be something to build every year. And, you know, I just love being a part of it and talking to the fans afterwards, how much fun they're having and how you know, it brings back memories for the older people that raced for, you know, since back in the day. And, you know, I think we need some of that back in central Missouri. And I'm going to work on putting a plan together to maybe bring that to that area.
Always good to talk to your crabby pants. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Scotty.
Cool. That's the Rocket, Jesse Hockett from Warsaw, Missouri. He's getting ready for action tonight.
And Casey Schumann had stolen Jesse's four-wheeler after that interview, and so Jesse had to go find his four-wheeler. Just a news note, persistent rains have forced Lucas Oil Speedway to cancel tonight's Cowboy Classic. So they'll have to get underway tomorrow night, so tonight's Cowboy Classic has been canceled, and they'll get going tomorrow night down at Lucas Oil Speedway. So I think it's the Don and Billy Gibson night tomorrow night. So there you have it, folks. Another edition of Mostly Motorsports in the books. We'll see you tomorrow here. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. Don't forget to go up and visit our friends up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum as well. For Austin O'Neill, for Kirk Elliott, I'm Scott Traylor. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Friday, Phone Friday. We hope that you'll join us right here on Mostly Motorsports.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.